Catullus 101 is an emotional and profound poem, which uses elegiac couplets to emphasize the loss of Catullus' brother. His brother's death was unknown and died before 57 BC in Bithynia, or modern-day Turkey. Throughout the poem, there are couplets like, for example, Advenio hos miseras, which indicate space between the poem and his brother. The verse consists of a hexameter followed by a pentameter. Catullus, being the main character and narrator of the poem, attends his brother's funeral. The funeral is held in Bithynia, which is the setting for the poem. Catullus emphasizes in the first few lines that he has traveled far and through many people to show his respects for his beloved brother. The poem has an authenticity where Catullus tears when he presents his gifts. There are a few elisions in the poem, like Advenio hos and Ave atque, which could signify grief or overwhelmingness for Catullus. He is sincere and straightforward to the reader through a sequence, just as the funeral is a ritual performed with traditional offerings. Of course, the poem is sad because most of the time in a funeral it's a little depressing, but Catullus presents his offerings in a way which enables him to accept his brother's fate. The poem also emphasizes how Catullus' brother was taken away from him unfairly. There is a transition from the living and being taken away to the dead. The ritual is a dynamic procedure that shows transformations between the living and the dead, ending with goodbye, or in Latin, vale. Catullus feels that he needs to pay his last respects to his brother by attending his funeral and be close to him with him one last time. The imagery in this poem is so effective to the point where you can paint a picture of Catullus and his tears dripping when he presents his gifts to his brother. The poem mentions ancient customs of the funeral by handing gifts down as the funeral rites are presented. The Roman customs play a major role in the process of what happens during a traditional funeral. Roman cemeteries were located outside of the sacred boundary of the city. Funerals were generally visible to preserve the heritage of the family. Traditionally, the achievements of the ancestors were celebrated alongside those of the deceased. The Roman funerals were public and elaborate, led by professional mourners. The corpse were carried behind the mourners, and a eulogy was usually presented with instrumental music, with songs during the ceremony. After the funeral, the body was often cremated. The funeral monuments appeared throughout the Roman Empire, which signified lost loved ones. Monuments were usually visited regularly with offerings of food and wine, and special observances during Roman festivals in honor of the dead. The Roman dead are shown in Latin as the silentes, or in English as the resting, ceasing, or silent ones. Catullus' role in the poem is the speaker in showing his remembrance and friendship to his brother. Clearly they shared something that created a bond. The poem gives off a ghostly echo of frater, or brother, throughout the poem. The translation is presented in funerary language, which shows the authenticity of the funeral service ending with vale to mark the end of the funeral service. I believe that the Latin word accipe is the most meaningful word in this poem, not only for the Catullus, but with his friends and family accepting this profound loss. I believe that the funeral affected everyone, in particular Catullus. He emphasizes the futility of trying to communicate with the dead. This poem is interesting because of the way it is presented and the effect it has on Catullus. The poem, in my opinion, shows intensity and is real with emotion and feelings. The poem ends with the last funeral rite separating Catullus and his brother. The living and the dead separating, Catullus wretchedly leaving his brother. My translation of Catullus 101 is: having traveled through many people and many seas, I arrive to these wretched funeral rites. O brother, in order to bestow upon you with the final gift of death, and so that I might address your silent ash in vain, since the fortune took you yourself away from me. Alas, poor brother, unfairly taken away from me. Now, nevertheless, meanwhile, these things which have been handed down by ancient customs of our ancestors as sad gifts for the funeral rites, take them. These things flowing with brotherly tears a lot, and also forever, O brother, hail and farewell. Catullus 101 in Latin is multas pagentes et multa periquota vectus, advenias miseras frater ad inferias, ut te postremo donarum munere mortis, et mutam nequiquala querer cinerum, quanda quidem fortuna mihi tete abstulit ipsum, hu miser indigne frater adempte mihi, nunc tamen interia haec prisco quae mora porentum, tradita sunt tristi munere ad inferias, accipe fraterno multam manantia fletu, ad quin perpetuum frater avetque vale.